What's happening, family? Welcome back to another episode of Let Us Tell It. I'm one of your hosts, Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank, and the other host is...
Gooseberry. How y'all doing?
Already. Hey, if it's your first time tuning in, we greatly appreciate it. This is a podcast that we do every week, and we talk about all kinds of issues, and it's coming from some real black men's point of view, all right? Yes. Coming from the horse's mouth, coming from two stable fathers, husbands to wives, brothers, uncles,
all the above.
Beards and no hair. Hey, but we got some things we gonna hit on. Right now we are reviewing a show called Couples Therapy on Showtime. And we gonna review episode four and five.
I think it's, if you watch five?
Yeah, I watched five.
Okay, I just watched four, but yes, four and five.
Now. Okay, yeah, four and five. And then we got some other things we want to talk about up top. But right now, we're going to get to my favorite topic. I think I want to just jump it off with that.
Okay.
Is flying with Goose. Because I think we...
Man, fly by.
I have no idea what's about to come out this man's mouth. But I know he traveled last week, you know, this past weekend. So I'm like, man, let me hear it.
Y'all, I be...
I don't want to cut you off. Because when you tell these stories, I just be picturing, because I know you, I just be picturing.
Yeah, man. I didn't see this
Goose
one
got
coming.
A whole lot of facial expressions with very little, like, physical, emotional expression. It just, his face be saying it all.
Yeah. Man, they got me on this one. So...
It's like everybody in the air is against this dude. Like, nobody.
They be playing me. This guy, he got me.
Oh,
he,
man.
He got me, but
right, okie doke. I'm going to try. Go ahead.
All right. So, get on the plane. And, you know, as you're getting on the plane, everybody's, you're walking past folk, and you kind of lock eyes with people, right?
Yeah.
And you just like, oh, okay.
Just
you
random know, eye contact.
Yeah, just random eye contact. So, I'm getting towards my seat. And this girl and this guy, I mean, they're staring a hole in me. And I'm like, watch them be in my seat. But I ain't giving my seat up. It's a window seat. Hell no. Nah, I need my window seat. So I'm walking and I see 14. I get in my aisle. I'm like, sir, you in my seat? He was like, oh, man, can't, I'm just trying to sit next to my girl. I'm two rows up. I said, hey. I ain't got no problem as long as it's a window seat.
Okay, yeah, I was going to say.
This guy was like, yeah, right there, 11F or whatever it is. Uh-huh. And I'm like, cool, sit there. Yeah. I ain't tripping.
And you a little closer, so you probably right behind.
A little closer.
If you ain't already in the, what's it called?
First class, comfort plus, or whatever it is. So me and Mel fly and with the babies, and when we can't get seats together, we do the same thing.
Yeah,
like, hey,
yeah,
dude.
We've definitely
so
done it.
I'm like, man, I feel your pain, whatever. So I sit down. The entire, everybody's getting on the plane. The last guy on the plane, mind you, there's nobody sitting next to me. I'm like, man, bet.
Yeah,
this
came
is
up.
Great. Hey, I'm in first class.
The universe will not let the podcast suffer in that manner. Just know.
I done laid up. I'm like, yeah. Bet. I'm about to close my eyes. He's like, excuse me, sir. I'm like, what's up? He was like, you're in my seat. I mean, your seat? I'm like, no. I'm looking out. I'm like, I'm not in your seat. His boarding pass, big as day, 11F or whatever it is. F. I get up and I turn around. I'm looking for old boy.
Yeah.
This guy does it so... He doesn't turn away like before I look at him. We lock eyes.
And then he turns away.
He's like, oh.
He's looking, baby.
Hey. It's fool. I turn around, look at him. He's like, oh.
Oh, no.
Literally does this.
He's like, hold on. Did you drop something, babe? He's like, no, look at me.
Y'all, when I tell you, there's a few things that get me angry to where I'm like, my hands start sweating, right? This is one of them. When you just straight up, blunt, just lie to my face,
yeah.
You just lie straight up to me for no reason. I ain't your parents, or I'm not about to hurt you, or not, like, what did you lie to me about? So I was like, hey, and I'm about to, this your seat. You in the middle seat. The guy next to me, he does this. It's okay, man. That's what he does. He said, it's okay, man. I'm like, what's okay? He was like, I'll sit in the middle seat. I'm like, nah, man. We can't let him get away with this.
Man, justice needs to be served.
And his girl gonna just be sitting next to me, angry as hell. Yeah. And I'm like, nah. So I kind of
taking the armrest. Yeah.
Too. I kind of put my arm out to be like, hey, let me out and let me go. No, I said it's okay, man.
So he was in the aisle seat, the dude talking to you?
He's in the middle seat.
Oh, the dude that came and said,
yes,
you in my seat.
Yes.
He's saying it's okay. Oh, okay. Yes. Got
He's
you.
Saying it's okay. So I'm like, you sure? He's like, he keeps doing like, it's okay,
yeah, it's
man.
It's okay, man. It's okay, like, you from the 80s.
He sits down. He got his hoodie on backwards, and he got his cap on. And
I've seen people do that so they can sleep good.
And that's what he did. Put the hood on. He put the hoodie over his face.
First time I seen it, I said, that's a genius right there.
Put the hoodie over his face. Before he sat down, well, before he did all that, he was talking to the girl. He's a surfer dude. He's like, so cool,
oh, it was
man.
White? Was a
yeah,
white dude?
Yeah, white dude.
Oh, okay. Did you smell him first?
Like, I didn't. Let me smell you. Like, hold on. You smell like some weed or cocaine, whatever it is. But nah, it was other than that, the flight was straight. The guy lied to me and get me for the okie doke. Yeah. Because
after I made the final decision, I'd have just looked and pointed at it.
That's
just make him more comfortable at baggage claim.
When the dude said it was okay, right? And I finally gave up on it because I wanted to go back there.
Yeah.
I looked back and he was still doing this. Like he wasn't trying to make eye contact. Because
you was in front of him, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we getting off the plane. I was like, man, I'm waiting on this.
That's what I said. That's what I was about to say. I'd have waited on this.
I'm waiting for everybody to get off until he comes, and then I'm going to get in front of him. This dude stays on the plane. After everybody, I stay on, he stay on. And I'm like, man, I ain't got time.
Yeah, he ain't no way. No,
but anyway.
He was already, a little PRA trickled out. Don't even worry about it.
I said this last time, and I didn't stick to it. I'm not giving up my seat anymore to nobody. Grandmamas, babies, no. Inconvenience somebody else. Because this dude, there could have been an issue, but there wasn't. Yeah. But say that guy, because if it was me and you were sitting in my seat, oh, yeah, you getting up and you going to go get whatever seat that is. And you never know who's going to, who you going to run into. But, yeah, he got me.
Nah, you would have just made a move, simple as that.
Oh, yeah. I would have, stewardess. That's my seat. This, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But
her ass boy just lied to me.
Man, and him and his girl's like, yeah, it's right up there. Yeah. And I'm like, cool, no problem.
She's like, baby, is it still looking? Oh my God. Looks like one of those guys.
Hey, man. I look back, and he was like a little kid. He was, I should be like, hey, that why is, you do that?
He was nervous the whole flight. The fact that he didn't get off.
Man.
He probably got up to go to the bathroom 5-6 times.
He probably did. I was like, he going, I be feeling like folk be getting over on me, man.
Yeah, man.
Like, you got to know. You got to feel the way I'm feeling. Like, you like, I got to
get you. Next person going to be just as nice and pleasant. Goose going to be, get out of my damn face. No. He going to take it out because you didn't relieve at the right time, man.
Don't be a pregnant woman. What? 9 months, like, I'm going to give birth. Get up out my goddamn seat. You and that damn baby.
You and your little nurse. Go on somewhere. I remember it was one time on a flight. I can't remember which airline it was, but I moved 3 times to compensate families.
Oh, my goodness.
And it was always like a kid or something. The first time I moved, there was a lady, and she didn't say anything. I saw her talking to her daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, I'm going to be up here. It's okay. So she went and sat down, and I was like, dang. And the little girl was in the middle seat. You know, I always take the aisle. I need my leg room.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I mean, this little girl was just, she was like just right at the threshold. She was at the age to where I would have lied and said they're not old enough.
Oh.
And they would have to sit with me.
Dang.
But maybe she was older, but she looked like she was smiling. I was like, Then I'm waiting on somebody else to, like, you see this woman talking to her child, give up your seat or whatever. So I was like, ma'am, I said, I'll go. She can switch seats with me. She was like, oh my God. Oh, thank you. So I was like, oh, it's okay. So I know people in that row was pissed.
I know this big ass thing coming.
So then I sat down. And when I go to sit down, the dude that it had the aisle seat, which what I would prefer, was in the wrong seat. Yeah. So then, and then right beside me, it was another child. And so the parent to that child was in the aisle, and they was both in the aisle, so they would have been right beside each other. Mm. The dude that was in that aisle seat, I didn't know it at the time. So anyway, so I get up from there. So then that gentleman comes sit down. So the child beside him is no longer with the parent because he was sitting in the wrong seat. Sir, here, man, I'll move. So the person who was in the wrong seat was all the way in the back, and I didn't know it.
Damn.
Because I called the stewardess. I was like, look, I'll switch spaces. Oh, thank you so much. So they saw me doing this hopscotch. So I ended up going from like mid pretty good seat to all the way in the like second to last seat. And I'm like,
terrible.
Boy, no good deed goes unpunished.
No, it don't.
I was so pissed. But then during that flight, they was like, if you want anything, just let us know. We got drinks, we got food. I was drinking and eating so much food. They bought me one of the meals from first class.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well,
oh,
damn.
No, they took care of me. Okay. I wasn't expecting that, but I was just like, when I sat down, I was like, man, hell with all these people.
It's never happening.
If we have a bad landing, I ain't helping nobody off this
plane. I did my good deed.
I was so mad. Then they started taking care of me. I was like, all right, it was worth it because I wasn't going to get none of this.
I'm not changing. Two lessons. I'm not changing my seat for anybody. And I'm never rejecting first class again.
Oh, you did, boy.
Because when I went, I'm like, man, I need my I got to be able to lay my head on something.
You
never again.
First
though.
Class for these people.
Yeah.
Just real quick, I just want to talk about this and get it over with.
Mm-hmm.
Just a heads up, this is a 10-minute clip, and this is on the Joe Budden podcast, and you'll hear what it's about. Basically, men talking about how they won't let the any women pay a part of the rent.
Mortgage rent.
Basically,
it is.
It's a controlled tactic. But anyway, this is a 10-minute clip. I didn't want to play the whole thing, but y'all need to hear it all the way to the end.
Your wife pays half the rent?
Not half the rent. That's her portion of the rent.
I mean, you my man, so I ain't going to say nothing. I ain't going to say what I want to say. You my man, CP, but I ain't going to say what I want to say. But
go ahead, say it.
Nah, you my man, CP. I don't think you can take that. I ain't going to say what I want to say, man. When they're paying portions of rent and stuff like that, you know, a lot of things become a little more difficult. You know, I'm pretty sure you're a nice guy.
A little more difficult?
It does. I mean, you know, depending on your character, let's say.
My character's solid. My wife's character's solid.
In our community and what's going on, as we can refer to it as a Gabrielle Union situation, but we can go back to that. A lot of women that pay half of the rent or a majority or a portion, you lucked up. They have this mindset on how they're moving, and they can do what they want because, and even though they can, let me use my words carefully because you made that face.
Yeah, listen, too many words for you. Why is your wife paying a portion?
She wants to.
Mel, you do it. You talk nicer than us.
Okay. So how did we come to this arrangement?
Come on, buddy.
What?
I'm wanting your what?
we
don't understand what you're doing. Can you explain to the audience why that is cool with you?
Feminism at its finest, Piggity.
Great relationship.
You're not going through the shit that niggas in the hood that's going through when they girl paying half the rent. Saying what they want, slamming the door, nigga, shutting off the TV, nigga, right? Turn off the football. You're not going through
it. I don't go through any of that.
Of course, we can see.
I don't go through.
Because you're saying it with confidence. Yeah. Nigga, she wants to pay half of it.
Hey, Flip.
She'll pay.
Would you let your lady pay?
No.
This is why it's weird.
Tell me.
We are assuming that the paid discrepancy is large between you and your
she
wife.
She makes good money, but that's it, yes, I make more money than her. Yes.
No.
Y'all ain't right there.
No. Yeah.
Okay.
Y'all not the normal 9-to-5 husband and wife who has to put our pieces together to survive. Y'all are not that.
Sure.
It would be assumed that you make a lot more than your wife.
I do, but she does well. does your wife, she don't pay nothing?
She pays for what she wants to pay, but not the rent and stuff like that, no.
That's what,
it's the same as
the rent is assumed, Parks.
The man.
That the man handles that and she takes care of whatever she want to take care of, course. But not the rent, though.
You wasn't. He's still standing.
But he
on
don't
it.
Know enough to tell.
He don't know what
sounds well, like. And he don't care.
I am dumbfounded.
Tell me more.
I don't know why she would want to pay the rent at all. Like, I don't.
Equality.
Equality.
When women are talking about equality, they're talking about having the same rights as men. They're talking about making the same kind of money, which we don't.
Same, you can make the same money. You can't pay, take the same responsibilities in your household.
You know what?
I'm not. Like
I totally
that,
get it. Like, if I'm in a happily committed relationship, I am the type of woman that would like to contribute to my household.
And if we decide to break up, she takes all her money that she done stacked up for the last 10 years. Mm. But if I didn't have no money and I was financially tapped to the point where I couldn't pay the mortgage by myself, if you don't give me some more money, you crazy, nigga. Like, yo.
All right. I'm going to say this snip, this little tad bit, just in case I decide to edit a lot of that out. Because like I said, it's a 10-minute clip. Basically, they just are disturbed at the fact that this man, he quote unquote, lets his wife put in on the rent. Because she's a woman and she shouldn't be putting in on the rent, especially if he makes the money that he makes, regardless of what she's making. If he makes the money he makes, she shouldn't be putting in on the rent. Go ahead.
I think it's easy to talk that way once you've reached a status to where you can handle all your financial burdens.
Because they did say if you're not regular 9-to-5 people.
Yeah.
But go ahead, Goose. I ain't going to.
So, you know, I don't know everybody on the podcast personally. Well, I don't know none of them personally. So I'm not sure where they've been at financially throughout their life. But, you know, coming up, like when you first met your lady, were you able to cover all the rent? Or as you dated your girl or during your marriage, were you fired or were you able to cover everything? Did you have to ask her for help? Or, you know, how did that work before you've got to the platform before mm-hmm. now? Because, I mean, obviously, if a man is making a tremendous amount of money, he you know, men, nah, baby, you ain't got to pay nothing. That's a given. You know what I'm saying?
They said let her.
But that's what I'm saying. It's a given that a man will want to pay all the rent. But if a woman, prime example, male, before we moved out here, I was making more money. I was paying all the rent. We ended up moving into a condo. Male was like, look, this is our place. I want to contribute. So I said, cool. I will pay the mortgage. You can pay the HOA. And yeah, you can pay the HOA fee. Mm-hmm. That's every month, which was her contributing, which was fine with me. And mm-hmm. I didn't see no issue with it. She didn't see no issue with it. It's a team thing. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? And I mean, there was no back talk because she was paying a portion of, you know, giving what she wanted to give. She wasn't acting crazy.
Right.
And that's the other thing. I don't deal with females like that. Yeah. I wouldn't deal with
a different class of relationship you're dealing with. We don't have those problems.
Yeah. So if, you know, if I forgot dude's name in the back, but if your girl gets froggy and gets all aggressive because she's paying rent, then obviously she's with you for money and not for you. If you're not providing and taking care of her hand and foot, then, I mean, you ain't worth too much. That's what I'm getting. Hopefully your money stays afloat for the longest time, because once she hit the fan, it seemed like, from what you saying, she gonna get the hell on.
Right.
Yeah.
So this is ridiculous how
They try to put the man down.
Oh, I'm putting anybody down that with this thought process. I don't give a damn. I was, like old girl said, dumbfounded at this whole conversation and the energy of it. And it's crazy to see how I think them talking through it, they all started to see how or hear how stupid they sounded.
Yeah.
I let a couple of my boys hear this, all married to, you know, black women. And the two of them said it pretty much almost at the same exact time. It was like almost unanimous, like at the same time, simultaneously. They sat there and they listened to it. This is at my party or whatever. Mm. And I was like, what do y'all think about this whole thing? And they was both, and we used to, you know, start talking, and they was like, this thought process is little dick energy at its finest.
Mm.
Straight up small dick energy at its finest.
Yep.
Confidence, security does not speak like this. It does not think like this.
Yeah.
It blows my mind. It's like old dude, the main one bringing up the topic at the middle of it, he was like, well, he don't have those problems that dudes in the hoods have. Don't put the bullshit that you go through and your boys go through on our entire culture, because that's not the case.
Yeah.
All right, you got people in the hood, people scratching and surviving. Yes, everybody's putting in on everything. It's a percentage. If I'm making $100,000 and Angel's making $100, if we both putting in 10%, guess what? I'm putting in my 10%. If she wants to put in her 10%, she's going to put in her 10%.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's a percentage thing. It shouldn't have to be. And for me, I see that more as a control tactic. You need to be able to control your woman.
And that's what they mentioned.
That's exactly what it is. It's controlling. Oh, she's going to be able. That means she's going to think she can talk how she want,
yeah,
and move what she want and walk around slamming doors. I don't mess with that kind of woman. If I'm with a woman, she's not wanting to do any of that because I act like I got some goddamn sense, and she will too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That ain't nobody going to respect nothing that they don't respect. Simple as that. If you can't get a woman to respect you, maybe you should show some more respect. That's the type of woman you're dealing with because that's who you are. She walk around talking outside her neck, guess what? Birds of a feather.
And that's what most of these dudes out here want, though. They to each his own, man.
Now, don't even say most. Look, Kevin said it last week on Here's the Thing. Dudes with mics. Dudes is getting these microphones, and they making it sound like a majority of the people think like this and talk like this and act like this, and they don't. It's easy. You get one idiot in a crowd that's got a bullhorn, everybody else is having conversation. You get one idiot screaming some stupid shit, and then that's what gets posted. That's what gets heard. And then everybody's like, yeah, that's how these dudes. And you get one or two people that's experiencing the same thing. They all act like that. No, that's not the case. My boy, the first one said, this is little dick energy. I said, so what do you do? He said, in my house, I pay everything. My wife doesn't pay anything.
Mm-hmm.
I said, so why is that? He said, when I grew up, my dad wasn't shit.
Mm-hmm.
I watched my mom struggle. I watched her raise us. She raised a healthy family. I saw her go from nothing to something, mm-hmm, and she raised us, and that's what she did. She got me to where I am. He said, now I got the type of money to where I let my wife know you don't have to pay anything if you don't want to. If she wants to put in, I'm going to gladly let her.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like, he said, from seeing that come up as a child, I feel like that my wife deserves to not have to do anything if she don't want to.
Yeah.
He said, that's just me. However, if she came to me and said, you know what, I'm going to take over the mortgage, or I'm going to start doing this, that, and the other, he said, I'm going to take a backseat. Hey, go ahead and handle you.
And that's a way better explanation than saying, now, if she's putting in her money, now she going to have some type of rights in the household. You know what I'm saying?
An old girl, whatever her name is, Megan or whatever. I'm like, if that's your thought process, if you agree with this, why do you feel comfortable speaking when men speak?
Mm.
That's the energy she's coming with.
They asked her. They gave her
permission. Yeah, it's almost like shut up until spoken to, sit in the corner and wait on orders. Go fix us some tea or whatever the hell they drink.
I like how you're doing this, because that's what old boy was basically saying in the back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she was right there with it. I'm like,
yeah.
You agree with this? You would think somebody, and that's the problem when people having these discussions. I'm glad old boy held his ground, even though he backpedaled just a little bit. But I'm glad he held his ground as strong as he did, because it's just like, usually when these conversations are being had, everybody in the room got to act like they got to agree. Like, I don't care who's in the room. I'm going to stand 10 toes down on what I believe.
Yeah.
And oh, boy, I want to know how the other dude's wife felt hearing this conversation. Like, what was that conversation like when he went home? The one was like the other one, the only other person in the room that's married.
Oh, big boy. The one in the back.
No, no. Was he the one married or the dude sitting on the couch? Whichever one was married, he was like, because he was like, he's the only one married one in the room, which also blows my mind. It's like, ain't none of y'all in no stable goddamn relationship. So who are you to speak on what marriages should do and what people should do and rent and mortgage and all this? That makes no sense whatsoever.
I agree with both sides. I agree with the side that I'm going to allow my wife to pay whatever she wants to pay, blase, blase. I agree with the side, if I have enough money to cover the mortgage, I'm going to pay everything. But that third side of saying, if I pay everything in the house, you're beneath me. Or if I pay everything in the house, the dishes better be washed, the kids better be fed, the house better be clean, you better make sure you the housemaid and you taking care of my household. That's the negativity that I'm getting up out of this whole situation. Cause I mean,
look,
that's what I'm getting out of.
I've said from day one, before I even met Angel, when I was dating, I said, when I get married, I want my wife to make equal to or more than me because I'm attracted to intelligence. Okay. My wife is a boss. She's always been a boss. She always going to be a boss. All right. That's what she brings to the table. That's somebody that I'm with. That's what I want to bring to the table.
Mm-hmm.
Me, quote unquote, allowing someone to be able to put in.
Okay.
If you dating the right boss chick, she's going to be like, no, I'm putting in on this too. This is ours, not yours. We built this together.
And that's what Mel said when she was like, no, we buying this together. This is our spot. I want to feel like these are my keys as much as you feel like these are your keys.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause I never wanted a ball and chain. I want a partner in this fight.
Mm.
I want somebody standing beside me, not up under me. Yeah. I weigh too much to stand on somebody else's shoulders.
Yeah.
And I don't like people with this thought process is, and I never paid attention the whole time they talk about toxic masculinity and this, and I'd struggle to understand what they were talking about. Because
mm-hmm.
I've even been called that before. It's like, well, you know, you got some times, Matt. Look, I'm just being me. Mm-hmm. But hearing this bullshit, I get it. I understand where you're coming from. Because I'm like, this is, I'm halfway at a loss for words. Like, the first time I heard it, I couldn't even listen to it. Angel was trying to give me I said, I can't take it. I can't take. And just even the immaturity of it, the juvenile nature of it is just like, I'm not saying that. I mean, you said, speak up and say it. And this man's like, no, my wife is happy. I'm happy. She does good. I do good. It's like, and I'm glad the person said it. It didn't stick the way I wish it did. In a happy marriage, a happily married man, happily married woman, happy. No boy talking about, oh, you know, you get with somebody and they acting like this, acting like that. That's because you can't keep nobody happy.
Yeah. Well, you can't keep nobody happy without money. You need
even with money.
He needs money to.
Even with money, he can't keep them happy.
So. But no, that. I think Big Boy the one married, I think he is.
Nah, that was a dude sitting on the couch. You talking about the one in the back sitting in the middle. No, it is not him.
He ain't married.
That is not married. It was the one sitting on the couch.
No, I thought he was married. I thought that's the whole point of the what he talking about.
Exactly. That's my point. And people get on and they talk about this. It's like, all right, this girl, it was a tweet, something that I refuse to get on Twitter because it's so goddamn negative. But Angel was telling me about this tweet this girl put out. I don't know. She went to school, got her dream job, dream career, salary and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And some dude posted up under the comment of hers is like, well, you will never, you know, you still got to compete with dudes and ain't nobody going to want you. Or not something like that along those lines. Like, dudes that talk like that, it's just like, it's not the fact that she won't be able to find a man or be with somebody of her dreams. It's somebody like you would never be able to be with her, somebody like her. It's simple as that. It's like, you don't want, like, they talking about they ain't going, they don't want no woman to put in on no rent because, you know, that she going to be doing this and doing that. A woman that wants to put in on the rent and can do the rent would never want to be with somebody like you.
That's true. Yeah. So men that think like that, they want to be able to, like you were saying, to control the relationship or control the one. I pay the bills in here, so you going to do this, you going to do that. They want to feel this, have this status above this woman. And I guess it makes them feel like, yeah, I pay the rent, I pay the mortgage, blase, but.
The hypocrisy of it, the dude at the end was like, well, if I'm struggling, yeah, I'm going to need you to put in.
What? That's the other thing.
It's like, that's why I'm like, it's such a hypocritical statement, man. But
like you said, by the time the conversation ended, you started seeing people starting to realize, hold up. Okay. Yeah, if I'm in a committed relationship with somebody I love, because the girl did it. She said, I'm going to want to contribute to my household. I can't have my man paying all the rent. It's a, how you going to, you got to go 50-50 or whatever. You got to be willing and know your partner is willing to go half right on stuff, because shit will hit the fan. And right, you got to be able to depend on somebody. You can't have somebody living with you that's just there because it's the easy life.
Right.
Because it ain't always going to be easy. And then they were talking about people, the girls saving their money.
That's what I was about to talk about.
For 10 years and now she leaves.
So the fact that your in-game thought process is this breaking up.
Yeah.
Like, first of all, I want a woman that especially if we got kids, I want somebody that I know can take care of my goddamn family. Mm. My kids are good.
Yeah.
With Angel, I ain't got, if something happened to me, if I'm no longer here, I know my kids are taken care of, and vice versa. Mm-hmm. That ain't something I got to worry about.
Man, to each his own. You're not the type of woman that guy probably has is straight up take care of me, and I'm going to be submissive to you. As soon as you can't take care of me anymore, I'm gone. And that's what they like. That's what they deal with. They don't want a woman that's going to challenge them. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, hold up now. You can't talk to me like that.
Yeah. And or even challenge them like, hey, that probably ain't a good idea. Let's rethink that. Yeah.
They don't want that. I know they don't want that, because I got all this money. I got all this cash. This, that, and that's, they want a social media chick. And, I mean, that's fine if that's what you want. But that's not majority of men. I do not want that.
This is like on some, like I said, we.
Then they made it sound like it was just, what? She pays what?
Like, the skin was peeling off their faces. Like, oh my God. Here's the thing. Here's what it is. You with a woman, y'all have kids.
Yeah.
Whether it's your baby mama, whatever. She's the type of woman that ain't going, that don't want, like old girl said, well, she finally switched it at the end, but. She's the type of woman that's like, well, you know, I ain't gonna be with a man, or I'm the type of chick that if he don't let me pay on rent or mortgage, then I'm not gonna do it. Y'all got kids together. She ain't the type of woman to handle business. Y'all break up or something happened to you. Now she got to go find another man to take care of her and your kids. Mm-hmm. And that's the type of situation these dudes get in.
Women be getting themselves in.
Yeah. Now you over, I'm just talking about strictly on the men. Now you over there mad, trying to get mad at another dude and mad at her because he's raising your goddamn family.
Yeah, because he got more money than you.
Yeah, or even if he don't. Let's say he don't have more money.
True.
Cause you over mad because they, I'm going to go with, you know, Mr. James or Daddy James or whatever they're going to call the new dude that's in their mama's life, because he's actually there watching him treat their mom better than you did.
Yeah. And that has to be a crazy feeling, knowing that your lady is with you because of your money. And how many other men are out there with more money than you?
Yeah.
And it's and you see it all the time.
Yeah.
These rich guys or the guys with some status passing around the same chick.
Same chick.
Y'all all the same girl. It ain't your girl. She just jumping from this guy to that guy.
Benjamin Franklin's girl.
Yeah. That's what he was explaining. He wasn't explaining a strong woman. A strong woman is going to me offer. Obviously.
Who was explaining?
No. The way Big Boy was talking, he wasn't explaining a strong woman. A strong woman.
No, he was explaining the type of woman he's looking for.
Yeah. A strong woman's gonna offer. Obviously, man, if you Jay-Z,
if you Jay-Z, you big, got a Beyonce.
You big, exact. There you go.
It's like,
yeah,
like run them off.
Yeah,
like yes,
that's true. So I mean, every woman wants to be taken care of. Yes, if I'm making billions of dollars, I'm covering all the bills.
What if she's making half a billion?
Yeah.
Or a billion or a billion and a half.
Yeah. So, and that's the thing. If I'm making that amount of money, my woman would probably be, she has to be making money with me. I'm not just going to let her be just a simp on the side of the road just doing whatever. I'm going to help her make the same amount of money as I am.
That's what I'm saying. That's the type of woman that you with. It's like she ain't gonna wanna just set over and not do anything.
That's true. Hey, it's okay for your lady to pay some half or percentage of the mortgage based on you all's financial status, whether you making way more or not. I mean, anyway, she can contribute.
We done spoke on it. Let's get on this couples therapy, episode 4 and 5. This goddamn air. And them thermostats don't work.
It's having air time on it.
Yeah, it does. Let me see. So episode 4, Mayu, Moo, whatever his name is.
And I think it's
Mal, something like it. Yeah, him and her. So turns out this dude has a dramatic past. He got it was actually the therapist said at the age of 15, and then she was like, well, actually much younger. This dude got, I'm going to call it taken advantage of, because he was a young kid. Basically, his college chick took him to a hotel room or their dorm, and they basically did it for 3, 4, or 5 days. They just had a sexcapade for all of this time. His house was so broken. Like, his dad was abusive, left. Mom was raising him. It was a bunch of them. Basically, this dude was that age, that young, gone all of that time, went back home and didn't nobody question where he was or wonder where he was.
Yeah, except his little brother. But his mom didn't even notice.
Didn't notice. I don't know if she knew or didn't care. What I got from all of that.
But he was getting it in.
Yeah, what I got from his whole childhood, it was extremely traumatic, and he doesn't realize it. His mom wasn't motherly. He was like, you know, my brothers, we're still waiting on to go to our mom to take us to the swimming pool, you know, 35 years ago.
Yeah.
But we're still, you know, anxiously waiting. He don't realize the trauma that he has in his mind or that he has over that. And that carries over into his life and his relationship and the way it's going, because he dropped out of school in the 9th grade.
Mm-hmm.
Self-educated and is extremely, I mean, the dude got, I think he got a PhD. He got some deep pockets.
Mm.
And so he got to where he is because he's always done things his way.
Yep.
He even said, I'm not going to change.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she needs to, he brought up something good. I think this was in the 5th episode. He said that everything that he does, tries to compensate. He claims he tries to bend and compensate for her, but she does nothing to do the same, to meet him in the middle. He said the space between us is because of you, because you're not willing to move. I think he said that by saying that, he said he's actually moved, but the reason they still have space is because she hasn't compromised and tried to understand his thought process. The point that he was making was actually good, but coming from him, I still don't believe it, because he basically said she's waiting on me to change, and that's just not going to happen. If she wants to leave, she just needs to do it. I want her to be happy.
that's the counselor was trying to get him to admit that some of it is his fault, but he would not.
No, admit. he won't admit to it.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah. So he's an old dog stuck in his ways, and his woman is she can't comprehend him. She just doesn't know how to accept him not giving a damn about her, about her feelings. Because she could straight up say, "You hurt me."
So this was in episode 5.
Yeah.
This is what you didn't see.
Okay.
She was saying, because he got pissed. Okay. I mean, he's in there yelling and cussing.
Oh, see, I didn't see
that. So he, and the thing is, he's extremely sensitive and he don't realize it. Mm. This boy is terrifyingly sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
So he was basically starting, look, F this, F that. Basically saying, she keeps saying that I don't care and I actually do care.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't think I care because I do all of this stuff. I provide for her, do all this stuff. And no matter what I do, she's going to think I don't care. And then she went on because she has a traumatic past. Because he has no, I'm going to tell you about her past, and then I'm going to tell you about him. Her past is she felt from the fourth grade she was constantly touched. Because I guess she had to drive like public buses. I don't know. She said she was touched, molested, and she was actually got date raped once.
Oh, my
From
goodness.
The age of four, from the fourth grade, like groped, you know, in public. Yeah. Just like mistreated in high school. She got molested and stuff.
Dang.
Date raped. He has no sympathy or empathy toward that and has no, like, mental conscience to try to, like, understand where she's coming from. Because he was like, I didn't do any of those things. I have never made you feel that way. She was like, that's a lie. He was like, what? No. She's never felt that way. The counselor was like, she's telling you that she's felt that way before. Yeah. Basically, he wanted her to wear, like, mini skirts and, like, revealing clothes out in public and around her parents, wherever she went. That's what she was pushing her to do. And she was like, that was traumatic for me because I've felt uncomfortable since the fourth grade. All these things have happened to me. He was like, no, you don't feel that way. He was telling her how she feels.
This guy he takes no responsibility for anything.
Nah, he claims that she misreads him.
And the counselor in episode 4, the counselors would say, okay, she misreads you, or she made a mistake, or can you say sorry for the miscommunication? This man's like, no, I'm not sorry, I'm not sorry. She was like, no, but to make it better, just say you're sorry.
Yeah.
And then, no, that'll be me lying. I'm not sorry. And I'm like,
yeah, he did say
what
that.
What is happening with this guy?
He's a lunatic.
Yeah, that's wild. And for his wife to have gone through what she's went through, and you can't even, you went through something similar.
But he don't see it. He see it as that. He thinks his childhood was fine. He had his childhood. He was completely unsupervised as a child.
Yeah, he said they weren't there.
Dad wasn't nowhere.
And his dad was abusive.
Dad was abusive. His mom was working, didn't see him. The fact that this boy was probably like 13, 14 maybe. He was gone for days.
Yep.
Wasn't no cell phones. He didn't check in. Didn't nobody call looking for him. He just came back and his brother was like, where you been? He was like, oh, I was with this girl. Oh, okay. Went on his little brother.
Dang.
So, yeah. Go ahead.
I can see why he feels like he knows everything because he's been on his own, though.
Yeah.
Like,
no, that's a reason for him being an asshole. Yeah.
Yeah. For him to feel
he has a reason.
My way or the highway. It's been my way this whole time, and I've made it to where I've made it to.
Yeah.
But that's no excuse for you to just be shitting on your wife like that. And they've been married for 23 years.
She's been putting up with it, too. He said that she's always threatening to leave, but she never leaves. If she wants to leave, she needs to leave. That's basically what he said.
Oh, yeah.
Dang. We're going to get to Evelyn and Alan.
Evelyn. Oh.
So.
This guy.
This is the dude that
be disappearing too. But now he's disappearing as an adult with a wife. And she got to find him. And he like, why you calling me after 3 hours? Yeah. You know, his parents got divorced, and that affected him in some type of way.
His father had a big influence on why he's a piece of in relationships. Yep.
And his dad did not approve of him marrying his wife. He didn't even come to the wedding. He didn't want him to be with his lady.
And he's a daddy's boy.
And he's a daddy's boy. But the, and how, I don't, for a man to tell his son not to marry this girl, it has to be like, for me, it would have to be some like some obvious reasons. Like, I've seen her with my own two eyes being deceitful to you. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? He didn't give no examples of it, but for his dad just to sit on his relationship like that, that was like, you know.
And he carries through. I mean, he treats it as if he don't, he feels the same way. I shouldn't have married you.
I was just about to say the apple don't fall too far from the tree, because now he's like, shit, I don't want to deal with her. I don't want to do nothing with her.
Yeah.
Then he starts this crying escapade.
Oh, yeah.
This show of, it hurts for her not to trust me. And then he goes on a dad's trip.
Yeah, trip with just him and his dad, apparently.
Him and his.
His dad don't want him in the marriage. What you think they was doing on a trip? Let's go find your real woman. Where did
they
go?
They went on a cruise, I think.
I don't even remember.
I want to say it was a cruise or something he went on with his dad. Yeah. But
they just, I mean, massive issues.
Before they went on the cruise, though, he called his wife and told her, I'm headed home, me and my dad or whatever. And he gets to the house and his dad isn't there. She thought the dad was with him, but apparently not. I lost where the dad was at that point. I think they kind of skipped over that. But she said, where have you been? And he was like, oh, I had to drop the car off at the auto shop.
Tire shop or
at
something.
At the tire shop. And she was like, he walked by me. He smelled straight like alcohol.
Yeah.
She was like, what have you been doing? He was like, nothing. I went to the auto shop. So he says his homeboy owns the auto shop, and they had a few beers in the refrigerator at the auto shop, and they always just drinking at the auto shop.
But what's crazy about that whole situation is he didn't call and say that he was where he was, and, you know, it was like, hey, this is where I'm at. I'm just sticking around until the cars know whatever he was doing there or why he was there for so long. So she was mad. She's crying and she's upset. However, this is where I will put fault on her. She never called him. Mm. She didn't call and say, hey, where you at? What's taking you so long or anything? And even the counselor was like, so asking both of them, so why didn't you call and why didn't you call? Mm-hmm. Neither one had a good explanation. He was just like, I didn't think to, which I've been guilty of that. I'm on my way home and I stop here or stop there. Then Angel, well, she will call. Where you been? I was like, oh, I came over here, my bad, and blah, 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 blah. But neither one of them, she had no, like, I just didn't call. Then why are you mad?
I hear that.
But she feels that every time he's gone, he's cheating, which he probably is, because he ain't proven that he doesn't cheat.
If for me, though, as a husband, and I tell my wife I'm headed home, if I'm headed home from work, and 9 times out of 10, I'm home 10, 20 minutes, hour away, and I'm home.
Yeah.
And then I detour and take 3 hours, and I go to a shop to drink.
Yeah.
to me, it's like, hey, babe, I'm stopping at this shop, blase, blase. And for him to know the owner and the owner, hey, I just stopped by, my homeboy owns the shop. As your wife, I would think she was like, oh, Jason's shop. Yeah, he drinks over there sometimes. Like, this has had this is something that has happened before somewhere down the line. Yeah. But this is like a fabricated story.
Left field, like.
Like, hold on.
Hold on, you did what?
Yeah. Who owns the shop?
Right, yeah, that's what it was.
And why are they drinking On the job? What's happening?
Yeah, you got my car. You ain't great, right?
What's going on? Yeah. So I feel you on that. She should have called him. But this man is just manipulating, gaslighting this woman. Well, why you call me? You the one said you coming home from work with your dad. You didn't show up with your dad. And you stopped.
You've been drinking, supposedly.
You detoured.
He said the excuse he said he was getting done with the tire didn't even make sense. But anyway, let's move.
He is hilarious.
Yeah. I definitely want to talk about Elaine and Deshaun.
First of all, Deshaun, that man suited and booted when he go to work. That man tatted up, chains on, up underneath that suit.
Yeah,
he probably been in them streets for a while.
Yeah. My bad, got that email that came through.
Oh. Okay.
So they wasn't in episode 4. They was in episode 5.
They was in episode 4.
Wasn't? What they talking about?
Because she was mad about him. He said, I spend time with her 6 days a week. On that 7th day, I tell her.
That was episode 3.
Was it?
Yeah, that was last week. He said, we could do something 6 days out of the week, but on 7th day, if I don't feel like doing nothing, she's like.
She blow up.
Yeah. No, they wasn't in episode 5 or 4. They was only in 5.
Moving on.
she said that she was mad. She was like, if I come home late and he's been home for hours at a time, I walk in the door and there's no food. And I'm like, are you going to cook for us? He gets mad and says, why I got to cook.
Mm.
And he's like, what are you talking about? I always cook. I cook every night. I'm the only one that cooks.
Dang, she lying like that.
She was like, yes, you did do that. He said, explain, what day was this? Mm. I need to know because I always cook. So I was like, all right, can't take that. hold on. So she gets mad when she texts him. Like, she'll text him back to back, like a minute apart.
Mm-hmm.
And she'll text him and then text him right back. It's like, why aren't you responding? Because I guess she thinks that he's got his phone in his hand.
Ignoring
or whatever. Or looking at the text. Yeah, ignoring her. That's how she texts it, is that he doesn't care and that he's ignoring her. That's the thing that, and the one thing is just like, well, who are you with? And then the therapist is like, where are you getting this from? It's like, she just has a lot of insecurities.
Yeah.
A ton of insecurities. Just to get some background on her, she left home at 15.
Mm-hmm.
She feel very free because she left home. Well, she left her grandmother's house because that's who she was staying with.
Yep.
She said she felt extremely free. She's glad, she felt free. And then the therapist was like, and probably alone. She was like, yes, I feel very alone. She said, so she would go back. She always went back to her grandmother's house.
Mm.
And her grandmother and her aunts did not like her mom. Which was, I think, her. We did not like her mom.
Mm-hmm.
So she gets home and she overhears her grandmother and her aunts talking about how they're going to set her mom up. Because apparently police was probably looking for her mom because her mom was on drugs. Mm. They were going to set her mom up and let them know where she was so she could get arrested. But they were going to blame it on her and tell her mom that she told the police. And her mom went to jail thinking that her mom went to jail thinking that she's the one that called the police on her and told them where she was.
Dang.
So, and then she was hurt because she trusted her grandmother. Like, she wouldn't hurt me. So...
Hey, she got a
that girl, the problems, and on top of that she's had the abusive relationship.
Mm-hmm.
She's got a lot of past trauma that she brought into this relationship.
Yeah,
and she needs solo therapy.
Yeah,
like they can do couples therapy all they want, but she needs her own therapy sessions because she has a lot of stuff that has to be worked out that she can't work out. Her problems and his problems that they're having together, because she's got so many internal problems that she's bringing that he don't know what to do with. Because he's like, the therapist is like, well, how do you, after she tells the story, the therapist is like, how do you feel about this? How does it make you feel? He said, this is a world of hurt. This is horrible.
Yeah.
Like he knew about it, but he was like, this is an awful thing, but like, he can't fix that.
Nah. Mm-mm. And then he runs from conflict anyway. Yeah. So that's wild. So she has, she can get some sympathy from me then. I didn't know that she had some of that stuff going on with her. For your grandmama.
Yeah. Granted, this was at 15.
Your grandmama do you bad. That's worse than your mama doing you bad. Your grandmama,
your best friend, woo, your mama, your everything.
Yeah, buddy.
My granny was literally my best friend.
Yeah. So
granted, it happened at 15, but she still had that childhood because her parents was on drugs. She had that childhood. She had an abusive relationship. Now she's married, and he's just like, which I think from all the stuff that she brings to it, in my opinion, he's a good match because he's so, melancholy? He's so calm about everything. He's just like, and when he can't deal with the situation, he will back up to where somebody else might stand their ground and argue back with her. She's got some things to work through.
Man, I need to catch up.
I thought we was doing two episodes again.
Oh, I did say two episodes. That's my fault.
You broke your own rules, man. I'm
going to binge it when I get to the house.
Just one episode. and then.
That's wild, though, for her to, for your people to be setting you up and for you to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
And now there's no ifs, ands, or buts about the situation. You are, I can't trust you, who can I trust?
Right.
And you do.
And then that's what she said. She said, it's crazy when you are in a situation and you don't believe someone would do the things they do until they do it.
Yeah.
Or whatever. So, that's a horrible situation to be in.
Dang.
And then we got Lauren and Sarah. They are extremely impulsive.
Yeah.
They are extremely impulsive. So Lauren, the trans woman, I got it right. The trans woman, was scheduled to have her bottom surgery, as she called it.
Yep.
So they were together for 3 weeks. And Sarah said, told Lauren that she loved her and she wanted to go with her to get this surgery. From episode 4. To episode 5, I think, or maybe from episode 3. You know, it was from episode 3 to episode 4. Remember, Sarah, Lauren was saying that she don't want kids.
Yep.
Because there's a lot of stuff that need to be fixed. Sarah's like, I want kids. And now they're to the point to where, yes, we both want kids. Mm-hmm. Let's do the kid thing. When last week or the last episode, everything that you said made 1,000% sense.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the issue. They're just extremely impulsive. And then they had an open relationship.
Yes. I was wondering, since Lauren and what's the other one?
Sarah.
Since Sarah wanted to have children,
yeah.
I'm thinking Lauren still had genitals. No,
well, she was already scheduled when they met to do the surgery. That was already a plan. But Lauren froze his sperm at the time, froze her sperm.
She
has her sperm frozen.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the genitals covers everything.
Yeah, genitalia. Woman, yeah, everybody
vagina
has genitalia.
All right, cool.
Yeah, if I'm wrong, y'all just let me know. Far as I know, it's all called genitalia.
I thought when, I didn't see the episode.
What you doing this?
The balls. I thought she was going to literally get old girl pregnant.
No. Okay. She's had
but
the surgery.
Frozen sperm. Man, dang, that's tricky too, because sometimes that don't work, and sometimes the sperm get lost. The doctor will lose your frozen sperm.
There ain't no telling whose baby going. That baby going to come out black.
Yeah.
Like Michael Jackson.
Our
it's like, oh, wait a minute.
That'll be crazy. Okay, so. So Lauren froze her sperm. Okay. All right. So that's how they would get pregnant.
And then, apparently Sarah has a much higher sex drive than Lauren.
Yes.
So Sarah will go up and down. Like, she has to have it. She needs sex. She needs sex right now. And then she'll hit moments where it's like, okay, I don't need it as much and that's Sarah. Lauren, however, does not have the desire to have sex at all. I believe some of it's hormonal. and a lot of it is because it's painful because of the surgery that she had.
Yeah, she says that it feels painful. Like yeah. broken glass down there.
Whew.
That's awful. Which is crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, so mentally she's going through a lot because she was like what did she say? She said she feel like she done something wrong. She doesn't feel whole. And she's basically blaming herself for a lot of the stuff, so she doesn't want to do anything. But they have an open marriage, and that's when they said that, you know, Lauren was out doing her thing and having sex, having a good time, and Sarah was having sex, having a good time. Then that led them to do things more together.
Wanting each
and
other
they both
more.
Have crushes on different people.
Yeah.
And that's why I don't get, because if it's painful, how why isn't it painful with, or, you know, if it's uncomfortable, why aren't you having those feelings with these other people as well?
Well, you know, there's other things you can do when having sex.
Yeah. So. Well, Lauren, yeah, the trans woman, Lauren, I think is going with men and women, and they're doing stuff together with people.
Yeah.
And I don't know what Sarah's doing. I don't know if it's only women, but she says she has a crush on somebody. That's my thing with open marriages.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is,
there's not a lot I can speak on this. I'm just telling y'all what the situation was.
Yeah.
I can't speak on this open marriage thing, even though I ain't in one. I don't understand. And I know maybe it ain't for me to understand, but I don't understand. I got a few friends in open marriages. I got one actually couple that's been together for a really long time. They're not married, but they're in an open relationship, but their open relationship only has one other person involved.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll, you know, they have their that person that one of them will go on vacation with or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But it used to be open, and then they narrowed it down to just that. But they had the stories that I've heard from him. But the reason I don't understand, and the one she's been married before, so that's why she didn't want to get married again.
Mm.
But this is like, I think he wants to be married. He wants to marry her. But she's like, I don't really want to be married. I think the rock he got her is slowly changing her mind. Because that stone is massive. It's like the size of this decanter.
Oh, damn.
Anyway, I don't. Granted, physicality ain't everything in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
It's not. But it's a large part.
Oh, yeah.
It's a very large part. And for people like this situation with Sarah and Lauren, it's like you all not being able, not desiring each other in that way, but desiring other people. And the only way you desire each other is if other people are involved. That's almost just like having a roommate that's a fuck buddy.
True.
This is how it seems. It's like,
well,
on the outside looking in, on open marriages and stuff, I don't get it. It ain't for me.
To me, the whole open marriage situation is about sex. I mean, people
it ain't
usually,
never like, I just like cooking with this person. Yeah, it's always sex.
Yeah, it's sex. It's as much, you know, obviously you're going to have some people like, no, he brings more. I can have intellectual conversations with him. I can sit down and we can just rub each other's heads or whatever. I know somebody's going to feel that way and say that. But you also have sex. There's never just, hey, partner, come over with me and my wife. Or me and my husband, and just, you know, watch this movie with us, and then go home.
Right?
No, it's sex. It's
yeah.
It's so to me, it is just having a lot of fuck buddies.
Yeah.
And that's what it is. Lauren,
to me, sex is better when there's an emotional connection.
Oh,
some
yeah.
people can have sex without the emotional connection.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I was extremely single.
Mm-hmm.
But it's better now. Sex is better now. I'm gonna let you know.
In their situation, though, it's like you said, impulsive. Lauren is going through all these transitions she's going through. Obviously, it's her decision. But the way their lives are, it seems like Lauren is putting herself through a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot to go through, I would think.
Yeah, and it seems like that lifestyle that you're in, mm-hmm. people are going to accept you for who you are. I have her taking away doing the bottom surgery, which is extensive. It just seems like she could have lived her life with her balls and not have put herself through all of that turmoil that she's going through right now because of the life they live, because they're swingers. I hope she's telling the other people she's dealing with she is a trans woman. I think I'm getting that. It seems deceitful. It seems deceitful when you have that surgery, right? And now, unless you tell people that you're a trans woman, now a person can't tell if you were a man or not.
Yeah, it seems to me that the people that they're with know.
Okay.
Like they didn't come off like they were just there. It sounds like they're starting these relationships with other people and bringing them into their world. I don't think that she's like holding their back it don't seem like that she's just something that she's holding back from people.
Mm. So if she's not holding that back and just the way they're it just seems like you would have been, or she would have been accepted, or she would have been better off keeping her balls and not going through all this pain she's going through.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, is if she and then kept it messes, she wouldn't be a woman.
Oh.
That's the big thing part of it, is like she feels that she is a woman, and having that is not making her a woman.
Ah. Oh, okay. Well, in that case, you know, I'm sorry that she's gone through all that pain, but I thought if you feel like a woman, you perceive yourself as a woman, you're a woman. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
But okay, that's how she feels. But anyway, they swingers, and that was a very surprising note when they said it.
I wasn't expecting that either.
I was like, hold on.
They're doing separately, not bringing people.
Yeah, like.
Yeah, it's both.
That's wild. Yeah,
then Sarah's saying she's got this big crush on somebody. They just impulsive. Just the way, how fast they move. Even the therapist is like, y'all seem to move really fast on things. Like, and I think they've gone through all this in a 2-year span? They ain't been together for 2 years?
It's 2 years. It's two years.
That's a lot in 2 years.
And that's what I'm talking about. I'm going back to Lauren. Seems like it's impulsive. Like,
we're gonna stay off Lauren. We're gonna end this episode. All right, fam. Thank y'all for tuning in. That was something I got off my chest, was this whole allowing your woman to pay you rent and all that type of stuff. That should have been the segment. Let me get this off my chest. Anyway, I've been one of your hosts, Marcus Tanksley. Y'all can find me on Instagram at Marcus Ain't on the Gram, Facebook at Marcus Ain't on the Book, TikTok at Tank Don't Talk. And y'all can find my beard and body butter called Man Shit. You can go to MANSHYT and check that out. Goose.
You can catch me on IG, GOOLZBY, Building with Goose on YouTube. And you can buy my merch You can buy my merch on repedmerch.com.
Absolutely. And if you're listening, make sure you can go watch this on YouTube, on Tanksley TV at Let Us Tell It Podcast. And you can also, if you're watching, you can listen to this across all streaming platforms. Y'all have a good one, fam. Make sure you rate and review and all of that jazz.
Yeah, we need that.
Yeah, on the streaming. Holler back at y'all.